Okay. Here's the deal. If a person doesn't have the Spirit of Truth indwelling them, then they cannot rightly divide the Word of Truth. If a person doesn't have the Spirit of Truth, they can't rightly divide the Word of Truth. They're not going to stick with the Bible. They're not going to put the Bible up as their litmus test, as their authority. They're going to come up with some other book to try to get you to read, their own book or something. But the book is the Bible. It was compiled over the years. Now, if you take the Bible and you look at the objects out here in front of you, you can use the Bible to decode this reality, because you're in a 3D version of the Bible. It is forever settled in heaven. Jesus came down here and he walked out his script, the scripture. He walked the script to the T. Why do you think they call it to the T? Because the T is the cross. He walked the script to the T. Now, you have no power to walk the script, because the devil is an unseen enemy, a spiritual enemy that's, you're not able to win. And you actually saw that in a movie where The Edge of Tomorrow, what was his name? He told Emily Blunt, I can't remember his name right now. He's really been around for a long time as a actor. Anyway, he told Emily Blunt in that, he says, you're not able to do this. You can't handle it. It's not going to happen. You can't do it. So Jesus knew that you couldn't beat the devil. So he had to go to the cross before the foundation of the world and make a way of escape by faith. And you can overcome because of what he did, and you appropriate it by faith. See, the devil didn't know it was a faith alone in Jesus alone. And this is why a legalist is your worst enemy, because they say faith plus works, faith plus you got to keep yourself, stuff like that. No, you can't. You appropriate it by faith. That doesn't mean you go into antinomianism where you can just do whatever. Because the Holy Spirit is going to... God scourges every son he receives. It's a spiritual birth. It's not an earthly birth. The reason that everybody's in the earth plane, in the mindset of the earth plane, is because they're under blue letter law. The sky's blue for a reason. And so your flesh is nothing but sin. This is why a woman should submit to her husband. The woman's the flesh side of Adam. And so she's under law. The flesh is under law. That's why when she gets married, she should obey her husband. Because she's the flesh side of Adam. Eve is a piece cut off, being cut back in. Now, if she's single, that's a different story. She's dedicated to God. But when you tie into stuff down here, whether it's a job, a marriage, or whatever, you have to submit to authority. You have to submit to some kind of authority when you tie down here. Any covenant, any agreement down here, any business or whatever, there's going to be authority. And you can fight it. You can run from it. You can hide. You can cry. You can complain. But it's just it's reality. You're not going to change it. And so you have to submit to somebody down here under the blue letter law sky. And don't think that the husband or the man's going to get... He has to submit to his boss. He has to submit to the IRS. He has to submit to the government. He has to submit to the police, the leadership. Nobody escapes it. Man, woman, or child, you're going to have to submit to some kind of authority. And so what's happening here is... The reason that people get stuck in a legalistic law... works-based system instead of faith alone is because that's all they know. They only know law. They only know blue letter law because they're in the flesh. And the only ones that escape, the ones that are able to walk in the Spirit. And walking in the Spirit is not them doing it. It's keeping short accounts, trusting Jesus, renewing the mind. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And just walking in truth and agape. That's all. Not living in the past, living in now, not living in bitterness, not living in unforgiveness, not trying to take revenge, not trying to provoke. Just living in peace. I went outside, picked up some limbs today, and I told somebody at work, I said, when's the last time you touched a tree? So they want you in a cubicle, a 666 cube, under some fluorescent fake light. They don't want you out in the sunshine. They don't want you touching the limbs and the trees and the grass. They want you to be a digital. They want to take your natural body. See, the reason they're able to do it is because we're lazy by nature, and we don't want to be out in the sun, and we don't want to do something out in the yard because it's hard. We would rather be online, making money online. But it's good to get out in nature, not that you worship nature, but that's where you came from, and to exercise and build your, get strong out and deal with the elements, because the elements can kill you, so you have to be wise about what you're doing, you know. Long story short, what am I saying? How's that all tie together? Nicodemus said, how can a man, Jesus said, you must be born again. You're a great teacher, but you don't know what it means to be born again. And Nicodemus went by night. He didn't want anybody to hear, because he was such a great legalistic leader. So you must be born again, right? And so, what does that mean? Well, your first birth, you were born by water through the mama, came through the water, the water broke, you came down here in the water. You breathe water, you drink water, water's all around you. The second birth is the spirit birth. You must be born from above. You must be born again. It's a spiritual birth. And so as you get born again, then you can start growing in your spiritual knowledge. And your fleshly, earthly knowledge, you used it for a while to survive, but you realize it wasn't helping you because everything you did was backfiring on you. So then you step into the spirit mind, and things start to flow. Things start to get smooth because you're moving from the old Adam to the new Adam, from the old Eve to the new Eve. And so that born-again experience is receiving Jesus into your heart by faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. And that's what's happening. I'm going to upload this to 3 platforms. I'm going to upload it to Vimeo, Spreaker, Blogger, and then books.media and 153nc.com. And so I need to find somebody that when I'm out, that they can take over those channels. When I'm gone, they can have them. I don't really care what they do, if they want to sell them or whatever, but it would be able to continue, because if they could get to a point where they're if I put all this on a CD or a DVD, if they get to the point where they're making enough money to sustain themselves, a person could take them over and it just pays for itself, you know. The whole purpose of being down here is giving out the good news, because a lot of people are going to hell. And they're going to burn forever. We're not Jesus, but we're down here on a mission, you know. And you don't have to stress about it. You pray for people. That's the biggest thing. Pray for people. And watch their whole world. You pray for somebody, if they're not saved, their whole world will start to collapse. And it's possible they might get saved. They might get saved. You must be born again. First birth was by water. You came out through the water. The second birth is a spiritual birth. You'll know it when it happens to you.